Breaking news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you, Tori.
These are small episodes about the news and plants combined together.
Yes. Any, maybe not necessarily breaking news, but it'll be somewhat relevant and something
planting
to,
news.
Something related to plants, as usual. Right. A segment of Plantaholics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. All right. Ironically, I mean, that's not ironic at all. I'm sorry.
I still don't understand irony. People have explained it to me multiple times. I need like an infographic or something because irony still confuses me.
Yeah, I would explain. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I know it when I hear it, but I can't give a very good.
At least you know it when you hear it.
Explanation.
I always question it. Is that ironic?
Yeah, to me, like a coincidence could be. I mean, you're talking about coincidence versus irony, I would assume, just because
right.
That's like.
Oh,
normal.
I understand coincidences, but
oh,
I don't understand
irony.
Irony.
Okay, well, it's similar. It's more okay. Like coincidence
like
would be more line? Circumstantial. Irony is almost, I don't know, to me, it reminds me of like a pun where it's just very, very coincidental. But
that's right.
I don't know.
Like
that was a terrible
guy,
explanation.
Okay. Okay, let me come with an example. So
okay.
A coincidence would be someone is selling bread and... Oh, fuck, I lost it.
Okay, I was going to say a coincidence is when you wear the same color shirt as your coworker.
Oh, and then like irony would be like you saying, we never wear blue together, and then you wear blue together the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I got it. I don't know why my bread still didn't work.
I wasn't sure where you were going with it, but I don't know why the shirt thing was, yeah.
I don't know.
I think,
okay,
yeah.
It's when my mind, yeah, it starts in a direction and I think it's going to figure itself out and it never does. This is also recorded after the sake episode.
If we're a little off, you know why. Yeah. Oh, so the ironic thing that I was, that is not ironic, and I don't know why I said mm-hmm. that. This article that I am going to discuss is called Anything But Predictable. I don't know why it made me laugh.
Oh, the irony.
I guess it's ironic in that I was saying I was not prepared at all. And here we are. So I just found this interesting. This was in this last month's issue of Discover magazine. So a little bit kind of the article starts out describing there was a 50-year-old man who came into the ER who was constantly vomiting. Like, he just, you know, it was constant nausea, constant vomiting, and it would happen like every 3 months or so, he described, and they would bring him to the ER. Nothing really helped. They would give him like anti-nausea meds and an IV. Sometimes that would help, but, you know, it just kind of depends.
He was suffering, yeah.
Yeah, so it just constant vomiting, nothing except an ER visit
that
could
really,
potentially
really
help. So typically, yeah, again, typically the anti-nausea meds work, but for this particular patient, nothing would help. And this doctor he's like, I took it personally. Like, I need to get to the bottom of this. And the other issue with this guy was he was supposed to be taking blood pressure medication, but he couldn't keep it down. So, like, he had super high blood pressure.
That's the
worst. Yeah, it was just, like, a whole mess of issues. Anyway, he tried kind of a bunch of different things trying to get this guy to, you know, stop vomiting. And eventually he said, have you ever smoked marijuana? And he said, yeah, I smoke it every day. And
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So... For those of you, I take an interest in this because I was always really concerned. I dated this guy for a while who smoked, I think, every day. Like, And again, it was kind of one of those things where there's so many ways to ingest marijuana. I'm a fan of eating it because I have been so ingrained into me that you should never smoke anything.
Yeah, I am along those same lines.
Yeah, it makes me panic just to think about it. So I was always really concerned, and I was always like looking up scientific articles all the time, like trying to like see why exactly you shouldn't be doing this.
I'm afraid to inhale my essential oils. Like, I rarely use my essential oil diffuser because I'm like, is this good to inhale?
Depends on the oil, but right. Yeah, I guess there is some, you should have some wariness about
I'm cautious. I don't do it daily.
So anyway, I always was like looking up things, and one of the main issues has been with marijuana, just because of how prevalent the use is now. There's never really been any medical studies on it because of the fact that it has been illegal for so long.
Right. It was like classified as a certain drug, which I find so stupid because they were like, yeah. We'll talk about this on our marijuana episode, but they were like, oh, it's classified as this division, so it's so bad that we can't study it.
Yeah.
And because there's been no studies on it, we can't tell if it's bad.
Right. It's like, right. It's just like, I don't know, catch 22. Maybe there's the irony I was trying to bring up.
There it is. Boop, there it is.
She's still drinking sake, by the way.
As we speak.
The ironic nature or the catch-22 nature of most illegal substances is that there have been almost no studies done on them because scientists legally cannot get a hold of them. You know, that most of these experiments are publicly funded or through universities, and obviously they're not going to get their hands on cocaine, for example. So marijuana was the same way for
so
long. Yeah. It was the same way for so long that we just really don't have a lot of information. So that always makes me super nervous when, you know, doing anything. At least with alcohol, there have been many studies done, and we know exactly how horrible it is for us. So.
And it's legal. So
yeah.
As we're drinking it now.
Right?
Cheers.
Cheers. So anyway, kind of almost a taboo question to ask this guy, but he brings it up anyway. And the guy kind of brings it up like, or he says, he just asks him, you know, how long have you been smoking it every day? And he asks him, has it been 10 years or more? And probably since his 20s, so almost like 30 years. And he said, you know, it's never gave me any issues before. I've never had any reaction to it before. And the doctor just says, yeah, I think your vomiting is caused by marijuana. And the guy kind of brings up, like, don't chemo patients use it to stop vomiting? And,
right.
And he's like, it's a paradox. But, they're seeing this a lot in hospitals now. People who have been using cannabis, again, pretty much on a daily basis. There's actually been an increase in people over 50. It's cannabis use among people over 50 has doubled, more than doubled in the last 10 years. So they're seeing a lot more increase than that. I mean, I'm sure being legalized is a portion of that is just, you know, becoming more acceptable to do so. But like anything, you know, you shouldn't drink every day. You probably shouldn't smoke every day either.
Right.
Crazy,
you
right?
Eat cupcakes every day.
Yes. So this is a really peculiar condition that they're seeing a lot in hospitals. It's called cannabis hyperemia. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Hyperemesis.
We're not doctors.
Hyperemesis. I'm sorry. That I butchered that, I'm sure, but that's what it's called. So it was first described in 2004. So it's kind of the symptoms are recurrent vomiting, painful, protracted, and intractable is kind of the hallmark of that. It strikes at random, and it cycles as discrete episodes every few weeks or months. So daily marijuana use over a number of years is the only common thread between it. So he was actually, the only thing they've really known to actually just stop the vomiting, literally, is Valium-like medications. So,
Shit, that's strong stuff.
Yeah. So he was able to give him that and kind of at least alleviate some of the symptoms. They do say that basically it's kind of unclear. They haven't, again, not a lot of studies done. But they're thinking that marijuana may misdirect blood flow to the gut, causing it to engorge. So typically, again, like with cancer patients, they do use marijuana to kind of reduce, you know, nausea, vomiting, things like that. But once you use it over a long period of time, it actually has the opposite effect in your brain. The receptors change over long long periods of use. Yeah. And eventually it kind of comes back to haunt you.
We're an adaptable species, people.
Yep.
We adapt. It's the same thing with medicine. It's the same thing with that. Like those, don't eat Tylenol every day. Oh my gosh. Ugh. We had a doctor, not doctor. It was a teacher who would eat Pepto-Bismol pills or no, Tums. He ate Tums every day. Oh. And now he has to continue to eat them. Because it, like, dissolved his, like, stomach acid or something. Like, so it was so bad for him because he ate it consistently. So now he has to eat it just to maintain his freaking body. So don't do anything daily.
No.
Except exercise. You should exercise daily.
Don't take any medications daily unless, I don't know. Or at least if you do take medications daily, make sure you're going to your doctor and seeing if you can switch it up every once in a while. Because your body will get used to it and you may start seeing some pretty negative
I've been on results. My birth control for I don't even know how many years and it's it's going away. It's not working anymore. So we adapt. Our bodies adapt.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like every two years you should probably kind of reassess or take a break.
Yeah, I should have done that. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I should have. I'm doing it now. I'm realizing my mistake. I am That's off good. Those pills. So it just doesn't, you shouldn't take any medicine every day unless you have to. No. Consult your doctor. My mom has to take her cancer meds every day, so she should keep taking them. There's some people, there's an exception.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Always consult a doctor, but, you know, if you're taking something that can be, you know, you can switch it out for something else, or you can take a break, or things like that, I would definitely urge you to do so. And, of course, ask your doctor first.
Sometimes it's worth
never make an executive decision.
Yep. Always consult your doctor. And even question your doctor, because sometimes the doctors don't know everything.
Yes.
Feel free to get a second opinion.
Oh, that's always. I don't know. Yeah, now I'm on the side. Now that I have really, I won't say crappy insurance, but much less.
The most basic covered, insurance you can
get. I have the most basic insurance ever now. And I totally understand why you would not want to get a second opinion and spend another $100 to get. But I don't know. It's your long-term health, depending on what it is. If it's something very serious or, you know, even something that could affect you in the long term, I would, you know, definitely consider maybe not buying, I don't know, movie tickets and go to the doctor instead. I don't.
Yeah.
Priorities.
If it's steroid related, just get a second opinion.
Yes.
Nine times out of ten, it's not necessary. There's another solution.
Exactly.
Trust me, from someone who's given me steroids for everything that didn't, that was not, that was mentally related.
Yeah.
And, or because I was living with dogs.
Yes.
For God's sakes. Give me a fucking allergy test instead of giving me steroids, doctor. Sorry, I'm still better.
I've heard horror stories. I mean, doctors are human. You can't put all of your, you know, don't rely entirely on them and, you know, but still respect them.
Right.
I don't know. That's all I can do. It's a very delicate balance. I definitely respect
their
knowledge. I know
a lot
of
doctors. Yeah. They're great, but
you always want to be cautious when you know your body better than anyone. That's my opinion.
And they're overworked. Being a doctor is so hard. Like they get paid nothing until they're like what 30 or 40, then they finally get their freaking money back and they're finally out of crazy amount of debt. So
or it's just like how busy they have to, you know, they're always constantly busy, so they're just trying to get you out of there, and it's like, I get it. You're trying to see like 19 people in a day.
Oh man, and surgeons, they're so overworked. Like I'm amazed. Like they have to freaking, I know a lot of surgeons that have to like, and I don't know, personally, I don't know a lot of surgeons, but there's like rumors going out there that, so this is a rumor, don't take my word for it. I'm not a medical professional, so I have no personal experience, but like they have to be on like amphetamines to stay alert while doing surgeries because they're required to do so many hours.
Wow.
All at one time. Like even Ethan, who's watched surgeries, like his feet start to kill him.
Yeah.
Just from watching a surgery.
Right.
And they do like back to back surgeries and like in the middle of the night. It's crazy. And you're like, it's a high stress situation. It's just shitty that our system puts them in that position.
Right.
And requires that of them.
Yeah. There's not enough doctors
Mm-mm.
there. And yeah, like you said, like, you know, I don't think you'd want to trust me with anything if you woke me up at 2 a.m. and be like, hey, save this right? guy's life.
Yeah.
No.
It's the mental, the physical stress.
Oh,
like, and then
I
like
can't
they
imagine.
Have to be, and then they get punished if they make a mistake. It's just the
right,
city.
Right.
It's like, it's blaming the victims of a situation you put them in. It's stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We could make this a lot better for everyone, but.
Right. But we don't
nope.
because we're America,
Woo.
Land of the best fucking healthcare ever. That's a lie. Sorry, I'm still kind of but. Sorry. Didn't mean to go down that road.
That's okay. That's okay.
But
that's
don't
a whole
smoke
other,
or
whole other,
eat your marijuana
discussion.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's the moral of the story.
The moral of the story. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely do not smoke marijuana every day. They said like the only thing that could potentially help because of the increase of blood flow or the misdirection of blood flow could be a hot shower. Let's see. I think
that's
pretty much
medicine.
Again, the, yeah, kind of the summary of the whole thing was the last line is just, you know, the guy's like, hey, is there a cure? Like, is there even worth asking? And the doctor just goes, yep, one cure, like, quit. Quit smoking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm not against marijuana use at
oh,
all.
Oh, no,
I
not
totally
at all.
I think it's great, but just people, you don't have to do everything daily. There,
no.
You, there is, what's the word that I'm thinking of?
Variety is the spice of life.
Variety and, God, it's... Mm. Not control, but not impulse, but
impulse control. That's a good one.
Yeah, impulse control. It's kind of like that. It's something like that, but it's different. I'm blanking on
okay.
the word.
Okay.
Anyways, but just be careful.
Yeah.
Spread it out.
Yep.
Not necessary to do every day.
Nope.
It does kill your lungs if you smoke every day.
Yes.
No matter what the studies say. All of my friends have trouble breathing and doing the activities they once did by smoking. So.
Yep. Carcinogens are,
mm-hmm.
they don't discriminate.
Yeah. Just space
if you're lighting
out.
Something on fire and inhaling it, that's a carcinogen. It's not good.
Just,
that's a good general rule. I just like to bring this up because, again, like you said, nothing against marijuana use. I could not care less what people do to themselves, but it's... It's something you just need to treat like what it is, a drug, a controlled substance, something that,
right,
you know, you gotta think about and try not to abuse.
Right. Just be careful. Be smart.
Yeah, exactly. And again,
don't overuse.
Don't do anything every day. You mix it up. It's mm-hmm. It can't be, you know, with all the things you hear about every day, it's like, oh, eggs are terrible for you. Oh, no, just kidding. Right. Eggs are great for you. You know, you can never be 100% sure. So just, you know, try. That was a terrible example because I eat eggs every single day.
Yeah, you're don't eat eggs every day, Taylor. You're a bad example.
I am a terrible example.
Be me. Don't drink water every day. Mix it up.
Okay, water. I don't think there's been anything... Okay, I'm going to stand by water and vegetables. That is what I don't think there's been anyone killed by drinking water or eating vegetables too much.
Taylor, just because I have random headaches from dehydration does not mean I'm not drinking enough water.
That is 100% exactly what that means. Please drink
so
water.
Listen,
it's not
listen
hard.
Listen to what I
you
have
can
to
put,
say.
Put
never
flavoring
do the same
in
thing
it.
Twice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll drink sparkling
I'm taking
water,
back my very strong stance about not doing the same thing every day. And I think we brought this up earlier as a joke, but like, yeah, exercise, water, vegetables. I think minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, breathing, things like that.
Yeah, don't forget to breathe every day. That's helpful.
There's exceptions to every rule.
You should sleep. Sleep is very important. Make sure you
yeah.
have enough sleep. We
8
are
hours
not
of sleep.
Health professionals, but this is common sense. God damn it. Sleep and drink water. Even though
yes.
I don't follow these rules, I do sleep. I sleep plenty.
Yes.
It's the drinking water that I struggle with. At least I drink sparkling water and or
yeah.
tea, which has water in it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't drink water, like moi than drink tea and sparkling water.
Yep. It's no, something. It's at least.
Don't drink soda, for God's sakes, please.
Yeah, no. But yeah, sparkling water, teas, even the occasional flavored water, you know. If it gets you to drink more water, go for it. Just.
Yeah.
Water is good.
Even just putting, I will drink water if there's lemon or lime in it. Just a splash of lemon or lime. I just buy lemons and limes from the store and just like squeeze a little bit in there. I'll drink that shit.
Whatever
it's
it takes.
So delicious.
Who cares? Sounds good to me.
You get some of that citrusness in there.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. So that was my little
breaking
cannabis
news.
PSA. Breaking news. Yep. I've known so many people who try to justify marijuana by, you know, citing all of these studies and whatnot that, you know, there aren't very many, so it's very hard to try to convince me on this stuff. So I'm glad they finally kind of came out with something like concrete that is directly, you know, connected to cannabis overuse anyway.
Just be
something
careful.
To deter. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just be careful.
Be
safe.
We love
drink
you.
Water. Sleep.
Yeah, just take care
mix
of
mix it up.
We love you too much. We care just too much for you, so just
exactly.
take care of yourself.
Exactly.
It's unnecessary.
Yep.
There's enough bad out there. Be the good.
Yeah.
Just take care of yourself, god damn it.
Right.
See a therapist. Just do something.
Figure yourself out.
Yeah. I've seen a therapist. It's great. Just do it. Just take care of everything you can.
Yeah. Whatever you can afford.
Eat
that's...
a goddamn banana. I don't know. Interpret that as you will. Enjoy yourself. I don't know. Just take care of yourself.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I think that's a
I'm
good place to end it.
Way
that
too
was
much
our first
sake.
Breaking news here.
Breaking news. Dun,
we'll
dun.
Update you, and Tori will finish this off with theme music and...
Dun dun da 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 dun, dun. This is breaking news. Da 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 da. Don't smoke every day. Da 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 da. This is the end of the segment. Da 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 da.